Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic philosopher. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, where we break down ancient wisdom and make it super relevant for our crazy modern lives. Today's topic, something near and dear to all of us, cultivating a positive body image. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and compare yourself to those seemingly perfect, filtered bodies? Yeah, I feel it too. And let's be real, society throws a lot of pressure on us about how we should look. But Stoicism teaches us something really powerful. That true happiness doesn't come from external validation or chasing some idealized version of ourselves. It comes from accepting who we are right now, flaws and all. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a more positive body image, starting with recognizing that your worth isn't tied to your looks. It's so easy to get caught up in the idea that our value is determined by how we look, our size, shape, skin tone, you name it. But Stoicism reminds us that true worth comes from within. Our character, our kindness, our resilience. It's about what we contribute to the world and the connections we build with others. Remember, you are so much more than just a body. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever caught yourself in a spiral of self-criticism? That inner voice that whispers, you're not thin enough, or your thighs are too big? Well, Stoicism encourages us to challenge those negative thoughts head-on. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Or is it just a distorted perception fueled by societal pressures? Remember, your mind can be a powerful tool used to cultivate positive self-talk and replace those negative voices with affirmations of self-love and acceptance. Number 3. Focus on what your body can do, not how it looks. Sure, we all have our aesthetic preferences, but Stoicism emphasizes the importance of appreciating our bodies for their functionality and strength. Can you dance? Walk a mile without stopping. Give a hug that makes someone feel loved. Celebrate those amazing things your body allows you to do. Shift your focus from outward appearances to the incredible capabilities within. Number 4. Practice gratitude for your body. It's easy to take our bodies for granted until something goes wrong, right? But Stoicism teaches us the power of gratitude, appreciating the good things in our lives, big and small. Make a conscious effort to be grateful for your body every day. Thank it for carrying you through life, for allowing you to experience the world, for its unique beauty. And finally, number 5. Remember that true beauty comes from within. Stoicism emphasizes virtue as the ultimate source of beauty. Kindness, compassion, integrity, these qualities radiate outwards and make us truly beautiful. So focus on cultivating those inner virtues, be the best version of yourself, and let your inner light shine through. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I was invited to speak at a fitness convention. I'm no Adonis, but I like to keep myself in decent shape. As I walked into the room, surrounded by sculpted physiques and people practically glowing with self-confidence, I felt that familiar pang of insecurity creeping in. But then, I remembered what Stoicism teaches us. True strength comes from within. Instead of comparing myself to these perfectly toned bodies, I focused on sharing my message of inner resilience, mental fortitude, and accepting ourselves for who we are. The response was incredible. People came up to me afterward, thanking me for speaking honestly about body image and reminding me that they felt seen and heard. That's why it hit me true beauty isn't about conforming to some unrealistic standard. It's about embracing our imperfections, celebrating our strengths, and radiating kindness and authenticity. So remember, your worth is not defined by your size or shape. You are a unique and valuable individual deserving of love and acceptance just as you are. Challenge those negative thoughts. Focus on your body's capabilities, practice gratitude, and cultivate those inner virtues that make you truly beautiful. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of positive body image and Stoic wisdom together. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus, and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.